Record your message at the tone.
Hi, Martin. How you doing?
I'm doing good today, Justin. You?
I am staying out of trouble for the moment. You know, I've got a big stack of mail over here, and it's interesting that a lot of people are saying that they don't hear as much from us, just you and I talking, as they would like. So it occurred to me that we would start a new podcast segment on ATS, just you and I posting as regular members of the site, and we can just talk about whatever we want.
Regular members, just normal members with no fancy stuff. Because I suppose one of the things I've noticed is if you go into some threads, you see that moderators now have a little thing saying, I am posting as a personal view rather than as a moderator, which I think is interesting.
Well, that's quite the way of calling attention to yourself without wanting to call attention to yourself.
That's exactly what I thought, because, you know, I suppose some people might sort of think a moderator's come into a thread. What does that mean? Does that mean there's something wrong with the thread? And I think it's just quite sad that people can't divorce the two thoughts that, you know, there's, you know, the moderators do this, you know, out of the goodness of their own hearts, just like you and I do this show. You know, and unfortunately, despite the fact that many people out there who are listening to this show think that you and I are probably incredibly wealthy, earning, you know, thousands of dollars and thousands of pounds, being, you know, global podcasting stars, guess what? We don't.
That's true. You know, most of the time we do this with timers and scripts and crib notes. We have some idea of what goes into it. The individual shows are fairly structured, so it's nice to just sit here today and talk with no time constraints, and we can ramble through anything we like.
And guess what? When people get to hear this, or people who know me hearing this, they'll be saying, Martin, rambling? No, he's concise, to the point. So it is nice just to sit there and kick back, and we can chew fat over just about anything. And I look over ATS and I say, it is sad that, you know, moderators have to say, I'm a moderator, but I'm posting personally. The reason I noticed it was because we have Nephemore, who does some work for us, and I just sort of looking at some of his posts, and I sort of saw this new block, and I thought, that's really sad, but never mind.
Well, I've got a great deal of respect for what moderators do. Once upon a time, I was a moderator for a website that no longer exists. It was a politics site, and honestly, I have less hair today than I did back then, and I owe it all to that stint as a moderator. So I don't think that for the sake of my cosmetology that I would ever do that job again.
Oh, I gotta say, you hear about, you know, some of the things they do, and I know the Dave and Johnny sort of had the moderators or some moderators on there, and you have to say yes, and, you know, we need to thank and applaud them for doing that job, because, you know, there are times when it must be incredibly interesting. I suppose the only thing that would be fun to do would be to have a look at some of the posts that maybe get removed. You know, I'm sure there are plenty that get removed because of, you know, they clearly violate T's and C's, but there must be some that they just laugh and have a giggle about, and those are the ones that you probably want to read.
Based on the follow-on posts that often come after deleted material, sometimes it's really not that hard to guess what the person said.
No, it's not, but you always still like to go back and think, I wonder what they did say. You know, what happened? Because I suppose the only other one is you never ever know if one of your posts is in there. I mean, I don't think so, but I've never kept a strong eye on my post to see whether one's been removed or edited by moderators. Occasionally they might have had one not all capitals, and that was just pure stupidity on my behalf. I'd hit the cap locks key and managed to do me post in capitals, and I'm sure many of us have fallen foul of that one.
Well, that's just a normal typing mistake. That's true. That is true. But, you know, the moderators have one thing in common with us, and that's you know, it's not a paid position. If anything, I look at what we do as at this point, it's a hobby. Admittedly, it's a hobby with forward potential, but it's still a hobby.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we can't go to the banks and say, oh, by the way, we do this podcast show that's well received by I don't know how many people. You know, I know we talk about, we bandy numbers around, and I certainly know when you and I are talking to people to line up shows, We sort of typically talk around about the million mark. And I know that Dave Rabbit says with some of the feeds go out to potentially up to 23 million people. So I suppose it would be fair to say, you know, somewhere between 1 and 23 million would be the appropriate number for the audience.
Well, I can tell you, as I try to get interviews booked here in the States, that if part of what goes on behind the scenes that our listeners are not aware of is that there is a little bit of showmanship, because when either of us, when you or I, when we can actually get somebody on the phone, we have to engage in a little play acting. We have to do some pitching, because at least in my case, 3/4 of the time, I have to explain what podcasting is, and at least 1/4 of the time, there are people they just can't get it. So you just have to short circuit and say, I'm in radio.
Well, so I've got to say, I don't think I've come across that. I got to say, most of the people I've spoken to, when I say podcast, you don't typically have to explain to them what a podcast is. So I'm not sure what that says, whether maybe people in the United Kingdom have taken on board that. I mean, I suppose you have to think, you know, we've had, they had something called a Webb Cameron, and David Cameron, just for those listening, is the leader of the Conservative Party. And he was sort of using webcam and sort of, I'm not sure whether it was live or whether it was, I suspect it was recorded, but he was basically using an internet and he was recording basically his daily life. And then it was going out on a website. So, you know, these people certainly seem to have taken advantage of all this technology. So I never have that problem.
Well, honestly, most of the people that I am trying to get past when I'm arranging my interviews, they tend to be the over 45 crowd, and so computers are not their strong suit. So in many cases, it's just easier to say that that I'm in radio. And anymore, honestly, I've actually learned not to give more information than they ask for, because anymore, I'm starting to run into younger and younger staff members, and so they'll ask me for my name, they'll ask me for what the show is, and while I'm talking to them, I'll hear them with their fingers on the keyboard, and they'll be looking up theabovepoliticsshow.com, and then it's like, oh, okay, all right. And that's another thing that I've got to say makes a real difference for us. You know, when you and I are trying to get interviews, there are times, and you've run into this one yourself, you know, when before we had the website, when they would want a web address, where do I find you on the internet? When you would have to say abovetopsecret.com, and they would type it in, and at least here in the States, you know, the most common refrain is, oh.
Well, you know, and I have to think, you know, I would suspect that not many of the people that we've interviewed in the UK have probably taken the interview and done anything. The only people I would say who have done that, Justin, is the British National Party, who took our feed and put it into their show. And in fact, the BNP interview is on YouTube as well. Okay, someone from the British National Party obviously took the feed, cut it up. The only saving grace is they used our logo from the show. So if you go and, I think if you go and check for it, I did see this. It was I think the name of the person who posted it or put it up on YouTube was BNP Renaissance or something, but you know, and I got to take that as a bit of a compliment, really, that someone's, you know, taken our show and spliced it onto YouTube for us. It's, you know, nice. It's got a little bit more exposure. I never ever complain.
That's true. That is a nice thing, and we're always looking for those good things that fans do. And as I counted the responses, I don't know if our listeners are altogether familiar with the ins and outs of YouTube, but after you've watched somebody's video, you've got the opportunity to type in your comments. And I did a rough count, and at the time that I looked, between all three of the segments that they'd put up on YouTube, more than 2,000 people had commented on the podcasts, and of those 2,000, at least 200 of those comments were directed positively towards you and me.
Which is great news, which means, you know, were those 200 people that listened to our show, or were there, you know, maybe 200 people now who maybe didn't know about our show? I think that's some, you know.
That is a good thing, really, and especially when you stop and think about what kind of shoestring the operation runs on. As I look back on the guest list, you know, I'm pretty impressed at what I've seen, because speaking for myself, I would put this guest list up against any of our competitors on the net, and it's at least as good, if not better.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think there are many people out there who are sort of doing what we're doing. And, you know, you look at, you know, even in the UK, there are people who would say that, you know, the BBC is biased, the print media is biased. You know, one of the things that we've always tried to do is just get people on board. I mean, you know, let's be brutal. We've had, you know, we've had the British National Party on our show, which, you know, some people would say is pretty controversial. They're a force in British politics. I have no problem. And I know you and I are looking, you know, at other extreme, if you want to call them that, parties. I mean, you know, they're only extreme when you compare them to the mainstream. You know, I'm sure that the communist parties around the world and the far right parties don't consider themselves extreme. They consider themselves just part of the, you know, political fabric.
That's true. That's true. And I have no doubt that eventually, if we can arrange to get an interview with, for example, the American Nazi Party, I'm sure that's going to have a lot of ATS members reaching for their keyboards.
But, you know, I have to turn around and say, you know, I'm not unworried. I'm not, you know, unhappy with that at all. I'm sort of, you know, very happy with that one. If that's what people want to do, I'm, you know, more than happy with that one.
90% of what you get on terrestrial radio or XM radio or even among the political podcasts that are out there, 90% are partisan. They stridently carry water for the preferred political ideology of the hosts. And of the remaining 10%, most of them are pretty much, in my opinion, now that I've sampled them, most of them are pretty much all over the place out there, and they represent all kinds of different views and ideologies. But what I think makes us different is that we have embraced the AboveTopSecret.com terms and conditions as our Bible for conduct, and what that means more than anything else is journalistic neutrality. So if we put a smart person on the show and let them talk, they're gonna say smart things. And if we put somebody who's challenged in some way on the show, then they will say the things that are reflective of that. So I really don't have any problem with that sort of thing myself.
Oh, absolutely. You know, if someone's got something to say, I'm more than happy to have them on the show. I don't mind. You know, because one of the things that, you know, there may be times when we'll have people on the show that we sort of think, oh, do I actually like what this person is saying or doing? And I sort of think, well, it doesn't really matter what I think or say. It's, you know, exactly that. You know, we have to be on the show asking people questions. You know, that's it. Asking people questions.
Well, I just want to make one thing clear. It's not like we're out there and entirely rudderless. The user community of AboveTopSecret.com, by and large, drives what we do, because on a weekly basis, you and I, we sit down and we comb through the various forums. And we're not just looking at what's interesting to us. We're looking at what the overwhelming majority of posters are talking about, and we use that to frame up whatever the discussion topics are going to be for the week.
Exactly, you know, and we'll be looking at news, and we'll be seeing what's going on in the world, because, you know, we're a politics show, so we are led a great deal with what's going on in the world. You know, we can't exactly be talking about things that are even sort of 6 weeks old is probably too old for us. So a lot of things we're trying to do are fairly instantaneous. And, you know, some of the party leaders we get, you know, we may well be changing what we actually want to talk about them between us agreeing the interview and, you know, us actually talking to them, because events just change.
Well, I would say that in every single political interview that we've done so far with a named public figure, it's happened that we've asked them a question that has stemmed from an event that happened just that very day, and in a few cases that I'm thinking of, just within a few hours before we actually started recording the interview.
Absolutely. Certainly if I'm talking and we're talking to somebody from the UK, you know, we'll always ask a question about, you know, what do you think about the war in Iraq, you know, because I've got to say, I don't think we've spoken to anybody that says we should keep our troops there. And I suspect if we spoke to, you know, most people in America, I mean, we have done. I mean, we've spoken to people like Wayne Root, for example. You know, his view was clearly, well, hang on a minute, it's not our problem. Why should we be there? So, absolutely. I mean, we have to be dynamic. Certainly some of the people I'm trying to line up to talk to in the next 2 or 3 weeks would be, I'd be very interested in what they're saying around Gordon Brown and his leadership. You know, if you can get someone to actually be that controversial and say anything, most of the time they probably won't, but at least it's a great idea, a great concept that we can be dynamic.
Now, speaking of dynamic, you know, one of the things that I'm most proud of about the AP show is the user-generated content. We have The View from Canada, which is done by Joey, a.k.a. Gao2789, and also is done by our good friend Nevermore, who both of these people are ATS moderators. So in addition to their regular lives, they have to find time to do the moderating, and then they have to find time to sit down with a microphone and be brilliant.
Exactly, and, you know, it's great news that we found two sharp people who are happy to give up a few minutes of their time, even though Nevermore's bosses didn't know that he was a man. But hey, we can carry on sticking that on.
Every time you trot that out, you know, we pay for that in ways that I'm just not going to talk about even in this podcast.
But it's worth it. It's worth it, you know. And if I ever get to meet, the management, I will certainly have no doubt to twit them about it again, because it's just amusing. But you know, we've got two members here who are happy to give up their time, you know. And I know you and I have seen posts on AboveTopSecret.com where people say, oh, podcasting, oh, it's so difficult. It's not. I mean, fundamentally it's not. You just need to download a piece of software. There are some couple of very great threads about, you know, all the equipment you need. I mean, you know, you and I have, you know, probably slightly upmarket stuff to do some of our recording on, but you can go and, you know, download free shareware stuff that get a microphone, get a headset, plug it into your computer, hit the record button, and then you can, you know, edit it if you want to, and you can upload it to ATS. You and I, you know, we do stuff with the show. But, you know, if we were just to post something up as, you know, normal members, as, you know, Justin Case and Martin Bain, it would depend whether we wanted to jazz it up. We may not. We may just say, right, this is the recording. Well, make sure it sounds right. You know, make sure there aren't too many gaps, pauses, or we haven't said anything horrendously stupid. And then we can quickly just post it up on ATS. It's not a long, complicated thing. You know, people sort of say, I plan everything. I write scripts out, and there are people who do the podcast on AboveTopSecret.com who no doubt will have a word-for-word script, and I bet there are some people who just sit there and just say, right, I'm now just going to record whatever comes into my head, bang, it goes. I just say to people, you know, I've no idea whether Nevermore and Gao script it. I don't know how much detail they use. I don't know whether they've scripted it down to the word. Hey, they may do. They may just have bullet points and just think, right, these are the four bullet points I'm going to talk about. Bang, let's go deliver it.
Well, you know, this particular podcast and the ones that will follow, there's no script here, and honestly, we're not going to try to make an effort to clean anything up. So all of the ums, ers, and ahs, and pauses, they're all going to be here, and we're not ashamed of that. We're trying to throw out more content, honestly, without having to do a whole lot of work.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, from the moment the show wraps, you know, it's hours before it's ready to be handed over to management so that they can put on the website. And you're right, we can just sit here and that's what we're doing with. And there's no script. But interestingly, I suppose one of the things that we've learned as we've done the show, Justin, is, you know, I can remember I still have copies of the first sort of three or four scripts that you and I did. And when we probably, you know, we were up to sort of 7 or 8 pages of scripts, and now, you know, maybe the listeners are going to say, it shows you don't use a script as much, chaps. But you know, I think, you know, we've become more polished, more practiced. We understand and we can start to interpret what each other's doing. We can just sort of don't tread on each other as much as we used to. You know, you and I sometimes have actually done shows. We just know who we're talking to. We know we've got to, you know, top and tail it. We know we've got to have a trivia question in there. You and I might say, okay, these are the couple of points that I want to talk about. These are a couple of points you want to talk about. And that's it. So podcasting doesn't have to be complicated for just putting stuff out there. And there are plenty of people on AboveTopSecret.com who just put podcasts out there. They don't glamorize them. They don't put fancy music on them. They just say, here's my thoughts, here's my ramblings. Bang, it's there if you want to listen to it. Because magically, everybody has this magic button. It's called the off button. If you're listening to something, you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it and then complain about it. You can just say, no, I don't want to listen to it. Clearly, you should never do that with our shows, but...
Well, yeah, then we'd be out of a job.
No, but ultimately, you know, all this thing people say on TV, oh, well, I watched this program in absolute disgust. Well, you know, well, why would you watch a program in disgust? Why didn't you just switch it off or change channels? Ah, because then I couldn't complain about it. So you're obviously that interested in it. I just think it's odd. It's absolutely odd. But yeah, podcasting, something, you know, you and I have become au fait with. It's not that difficult.
Well, you know, once upon a time, before I did this, I was using an older make and model of computer, and life was pretty much okay with me on dial-up. And then when the opportunity came along to do this show, and I started asking around what sort of things do I need, the sticker shock just about tore my heart out of my chest. Because of course, you know, we were talking to people who were, you know, radio broadcast professionals, and they're used to having budgets. And I learned how to do what I'm doing now on, relatively speaking, no budget. So I can vouch for everything you just said. As a matter of fact, if most people, when they buy an off-the-shelf computer anymore, it comes with a microphone or even a headset system. And some of the more basic and yet still reliable digital recording software, like Audacity, for example, that's just one example of something that you can get that for free. You can actually download a stripped-down version of PowerGramo for free, and you can get the basic Model 1 Mark 1 version of Skype for free.
Yep, and those are all the things you need, really, to... record. I mean, Skype is free. You know, you and I are talking. You know, we're not in the studio today. We're thousands of miles apart on potentially opposite sides of the world. It's not costing us a penny to have this conversation because you and I are using Skype. And I know it's what Dave and Johnny use. They've used it with us. I've had conversations with them, you know, and I have conversations with people all over the world, and you know, it's free. It doesn't cost a bean. Yes, if we call one of our guests up, yes, it costs money. It's not actually that expensive. And, you know, you and I enjoy doing this, and we just sort of, you know, in the short term, we say, well, it's going to cost maybe, you know, to call someone in the UK might cost, you know, for 20 or 30 minutes using Skype might cost, you know, £1. And you sort of think, not really going to lose any sleep over that.
That's true. And besides, in my personal life, I actually do use Skype to conduct a lot of my family-related phone calls, and I would say that using Skype Pro, which will here in the States will cost you $3 a month, I've saved a net average of $40 on my long-distance phone bill every month, so that's $480 a year in savings for a cost of $36 a year, and I like that math.
Absolutely. And I think, we're not here to plug people, but, Skype is something that I use both, for this show. I use it personally. I also use it professionally to call people around the world because it's just so cheap. And that's, you don't even need Skype if you just want to podcast in general. If you want to maybe get two or three people on board and have a Skype conversation, if you put Skype and PowerGramo together, you can then record a Skype call, and that's what you and I use PowerGramo for. It's what the ATS Mix guys use, and I suspect it's what the BTS Mix guys use as well, because it's proven technology. It doesn't cost a huge amount of money. I mean, you can, as Justin says, you can get the basic versions free. You can pay and get the upgrade. You and I have done that with PowerGramo. I don't think it was a great deal. I think it was like $20 or something.
Something like that, yes.
And then that means we can have unlimited calls. So theoretically, we could call up, 20 of our chums on Skype and have a 20-way conversation. Not that I think you'd get anything, intelligent, but you can do that. And that's just, staggering technology.
That's true. And it's amazing how cost-effective it really is. And in the future, one of the things I'd really like to see is I'd like to see more user-generated content from the ATS community. I'm hoping that more people will eventually step forward and say, hey, I'd like to do 2.5 minutes on such and such. Even if it's a one-time thing, it would still be a really cool thing to do, because in each and every single case, we're going to let you say whatever it is you're going to say. So if you're going to say the smart thing, then good for you. But if you're going to say something else, then you get to take what comes with that.
Absolutely. And it's not difficult. And hopefully we might get, Gao and Neff to come on this thread. And if we tip them off to it and just say how easy it is for them to record their show, there's a challenge for everybody. I can remember, a long time ago, listening to somebody from Australia on AboveTopSecret.com on one of the podcasts, putting challenges out there for people to post podcasts. Hey, it's simple. It's not difficult to do. Just get out there and do it. And, if you want to do something that's got a political orientation, hey, drop it over to Justin or I. You can either you to us, or you can email us via the website. God, here comes the plug. www.theabovepoliticsshow.com, and that will end up in our email boxes. So, if you've got an idea, either you to us or email us, we can, help you out. Certainly, both of Justin and I will be more than happy to help you, because you think how many people helped us. We have to say, the polished professional radio professionals we are. I think Dave Rabbit, credit to Dave, he did sort of help us, guide us through the first few shows to where we could stand on our own 2 feet.
Oh, that's true. I mean, there's no two ways about it. And I'm sure that Dave is glad that he no longer has to yell at me anymore. It was taking up far too much of his time. But now that I've got the nuts and bolts of the thing down, I can actually be left unsupervised for at least 10 minutes.
Golly, that long, eh? So it'd be interesting to see how long the BTS boys can be left unsupervised for.
Well, given that they're known to have past radio experience, I would imagine that they never needed training wheels for this thing to begin with.
Right. So it was only us in the real cut and thrust of the political world that needed the stabilizers for a few weeks.
Well, it was more than a few weeks for me, so I'm not gonna be in the least bit ashamed of that. But you know, it is possible for people to reply to this podcast with their own podcast. When you're in AboveTopSecret.com and you're listening to this show, it would not be hard at all to just go back and post a reply in the thread that contains this podcast, or to record whatever it is you want to say, stick it up there, and we will respond eventually.
Absolutely, and it may take us a couple of days, but you know, I know on some of the threads we've had, there's been a flurry of activity, and you know, you and I, you know, if someone has said something, we always, at least even if it's just a quick post back to say, hey, thanks for the comments. But if someone raises a good point or asks a question, we certainly go back and answer that. And if people post on this thread, you and I will keep an eye on it, and we'll certainly go back if someone asks us a question. Absolutely, we'll go back. And there's another thing. If you want to ask us a question, you know, what do we think about this or that, or what are our views on something, hey, either post it in the thread, you to you us, or email us.
Sure, because you know we're just trying this out. If nobody responds to us at all, then we'll probably just very quietly walk away.
No, I don't do things quietly. It won't be quietly. It'll be probably ranting and raving on the thread saying, where are you all? We did this. Where are you?
Okay. Well, I suppose one of us, needs to do that at the very least. I know that in the overall context of what Above Top Secret does, that politics is actually a fairly narrow slice of the pie. So, honestly, I'm grateful for the support and feedback that we get right now.
But we can change that one, because one of the things I want to do is, hey, there's a challenge. We could say, wouldn't it be nice to make this the, you know, the hottest thread on ATS, so that, you know, in the next, you know, skeptic overview, you know, they were, you know, those boys were forced to mention this podcast thread because it was so hot, had been so flagged, had so many replies on it. That would make me smile.
Ah, well, that's certainly a lofty goal. I'll be happy to just because we're not really doing any edit and polish here.
That's why, because then they'd have to just talk about it in its unpolished, raw state, and you know, I could just sit there. You know, when I'm listening to the ATS Mix show, no doubt doing some chore around the house, I could have a smile when they were forced to talk about this podcast.
Well, you know, it's fine and all to force them into doing that, but I'd rather that they did it of their own free will.
No, force them. And the other thing, I just noticed, whilst we're on, as we're recording this, I noticed that show 28 has gone up, and I'm just staggered. It's got 11 flags already, and it's got loads of stars, which is great news. I'll say it's
Well, one of the things that I noticed that's happening is that a lot of people have gone away for their summer vacations here in the States, but they're coming back. So it's, for some of the people, at least some of the ATS members that I'm familiar with, they're going to have 6 or 8 shows to catch up on.
And will they really catch up on all of them?
Well, some of the replies we're getting in our mailbag right now suggests that some people are just now finding us for the first time. And some people are actually going back all the way to the very beginning. I mean, some of the mail that I've gotten on that subject some of it has been quite complimentary, and some of it they're obviously having some fun at my expense. In the early days of the show, I didn't have a very good microphone, and depending entirely on who you talk to, I would sound like Kermit the Frog or Bugs Bunny.
I suppose I was quite lucky, actually. I know I did have a nice microphone, but for some reason it it and my laptop, which, funny enough, I've got a new laptop. I really ought to reload it again. My older laptop, the microphone and my laptop just didn't agree with each other, so I stopped using it. So actually, but I have a new laptop, so I really ought to go and check all that out again and load the software again. Might find it all works properly.
I mean, it would be fun at some point maybe to do a retrospective show and go back and take some snips from the early shows, maybe from the first 10 shows. But that's something else that's something else we might ask ATS members to do, is maybe assemble their own podcast, which could basically be the best of moments.
Yes, and you could post it up there, and I'm sure we could convince management to have a little competition, and we could see whether we could get access to some points and offer them up. See, I'm free with these points. I love this. You know, I've made, you know, so many. And strangely, this is something else. You know, I've said there are plenty of times that I'll arrange for points to be given. And, you know, no one's come to me and said, oh, by the way, Ed, I've met all the conditions. What do we do here? I need my points. Like I said, you know, what did I say? If you stood for office and you could prove to you know, mine and your satisfaction that you weren't weren't in public office beforehand, and then as a result of listening to our show or, you know, whatever, you could prove that you had gained public office or standing for public office, it would give you some point. No one's come to me and said, I've stood for public office, here's the proof.
I'm hoping that whoever does run for office will run on a sense of civic duty, or because there's some problem that they really feel needs to be fixed. I would feel like I've done my society a terrible wrong if anybody ran for public office and just, you know, said, ah, those ATS points, they're mine.
Okay, then. I was going to say I could stand for office then, but no, you know, but I don't think that, you know, Mr. McCain or Senator McCain and Senator Obama will probably be getting any points off, because I don't think they're members of AboveTopSecret.com unless they wish to reveal themselves to us.
That's true. It wouldn't surprise me if there were some campaign operatives on both sides who happened to be members who were just lurking.
And maybe they're going to listen to this podcast, and then they could, you know, us or email us and say, you know, they're hardly going to, are they? That's the whole point. They're going to keep themselves quiet. But it's all these things that, you know, people who said they lurked on the website before they joined. And I think, I don't recall, you know, I recall I found ATS and I don't know how or why. And then I just posted, you know, you've got people said, oh, well, I've been a lurker for sort of, you know, 6 months or a year. And you think, why?
You know, honestly, there are some sites out there on the net that I've been a member of for, I'll say, 4 years, and I've never honestly posted.
Nope. I have to think there probably aren't very many places, you know, where I have user profiles that I don't use. Nope. Well, and I'm sure there are people out there who, you know, who may listen to this show who have never ever posted, and I think, okay.
Well, we are getting more and more first-time listeners who are feeling compelled to go back and listen to the earlier shows, and so who knows how many of them have been lurkers? That'd be an interesting question to ask at some point.
It would be, but but would you admit to that one? I suppose you could tell if you wanted to, you know, by the date of the date they registered and the date of their first post, but I've got more important things to do with my life than go through and do that.
Honestly, it's enough just to get the just to get the remarks in the mailbag. You know, again, because we're doing this, you know, purely as a hobby, and although, you know, I got to tell you, as in as much as this is a hobby, I'm totally shocked at how much of my time it takes.
Yes, you know, I mean, you and I will be, you know, not only doing shows but prepping it, and then we'll be talking to, you know, campaign managers, to press agents, to, you know, party officials, trying to convince them that it's a good idea to let us talk to some of their politicians and some of their leaders. I mean, I suppose one of the things is the smaller the party, potentially, the higher up the organization we can talk to straight away. Whereas, you know, as you say, you start talking to, the Democrats and the Republicans, and I start talking to, you know, the Labour Party, the Conservatives and the Liberals, you know, I just can't get through to the very senior people in those parties without having to go through, you know, many gatekeepers and people who are there to make sure that I'm, you know, not some total weirdo, that, you know, I'm actually going to add value to something that they want to do.
It's interesting that you make that point, because, you know, I go through the same thing on a regular basis, having to justify myself to the various gatekeepers. And when I stop to think that there are tens of thousands of people around the world that do the kind of stuff that we do, you know, it's what the MSM calls the new media. But because there are so many of us out there doing this stuff, every time somebody turns me down, it just makes me want to stop and ask them, hold on, excuse me, but you do realize that every time you turn down a member of the new media, that you're ignoring, you know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, or even tens of millions of potentially open minds. And you know, good manners will usually prevent me from foaming at the mouth like that, but that's usually what I want to say.
Absolutely. And I think these people that sort of, you know, oh, well, you know, you're not accredited and all this type of thing. Well, you know, fine, if that's how you want to do that. And I think your point is very valid. And we've had people on the show who've sort of spoken about how they want to try and do some of these things. You know, they want to be smarter with the way they talk to their constituency. And I know we spoke to some people on the show who were saying, you know, we were talking to somebody from the GOP, you know, they're actively changing the way they do things in their show, call it a show, I suppose it is a show, but they're actively trying to encourage some of this newer media, because they realize that, you know, it's so important these days that they get involved in that one, that they have a blog, they have the ability for people to podcast, they have the ability for people to see this in, you know, many different ways, rather than, you know, just saying, oh, right, okay, let's just do it in the old-fashioned way and do it via the TV. I think, you know, many people are now waking up to the fact that that's no longer maybe the most appropriate way to do things anymore.
Well, I don't think it's the appropriate way to do things anymore, based on what I've learned in just doing the AP show. Aside from the fact that I'm still boggled at the kinds of people that we've been able to reach, I'm still astonished at just the reach that we have. As I sometimes, whenever I'm feeling bad, I'll just Google the Above Politics show and just see how many feeds it is on in various markets around the world. And I do this about once a month, and each time, it just the number of places that have picked up the ATS Mix feeds, it just blows my mind.
And that's hopefully something that's just going to continue, and more people are going to sort of come and find the feed. You know, and if people don't, guess what? I'm not going to worry. You know, I'm not going to lose too much sleep about it. But yeah, it's you know, and it's like all these, you know, marketing things that happen on the web. You know, things start relatively slowly and very quietly, and then before you know where you are, you know, you've got, you know, hundreds of people. I mean, you know, if you look at it, the classic example when you talk about, you know, Dave Rabbit's Saigon shows, you know, which happened, you know, I think from his point of view, you know, I don't think he was expecting people to have remembered those shows, and it was just because someone had a link on the web somewhere. Lo and behold, you know, those shows came to air.
Sure, you know, I can think of at least a dozen different reasons why we might eventually stop doing the Above Politics show. I mean, if nothing else, there could be enough stuff going on in our private lives that we just have to hang it up, because there's just no more time for it. But on the other hand, I can also think of at least a dozen different ways in which we might eventually make a big splash, and if we do, then we get to bring an entirely new perspective into the mainstream media's limelight. And, you know, I've got to tell you, you know, that's a real warm, fuzzy feeling to think that we might actually make that kind of impact someday.
Absolutely. And, and if we do, we do. If we don't, hey, you just have to smile and just say, yep, thank you very much. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I learned some things. I got to speak to some interesting people. I have a fairly interesting address book full of very amazing people from around the world. And you just have to smile and say, yep, I'm happy with what I did. Yep. I can, you know, sleep well thinking I'm happy. And, you know, you're right. And sometimes that's what you have to do. That's the mileage you have to take and say, I'm happy.
Well, as long as we're so happy, I think we should wrap this thing up, because we've actually been talking for a little more than 45 minutes, and I'm sure that somebody must be asleep at their MP3 player by now.
No, they won't be asleep. They'll be enjoying this every minute, but I probably think that's a good idea. And guess what, people? If you like what you've heard, tell us. If you don't, hey, tell us as well, because then we know that we don't have to do this again.